Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
The history of Christianity is quite checkered. Sometimes it flourished greatly, and again, it was in retreat, it seems. During the first century, it spread far across the world. Tradition tells us that Thomas, the disciple who said he would not believe that Jesus had resurrected until he saw the nail prints in his hands and thrust his hand in his side, went to the country of India. Even today, there's a church called the St. Thomas Church in India. Another tradition tells us that Mark, that's John Mark, went to Egypt, though there seems to be little verification of that tradition. As the church spread across the Roman Empire, strange ideas filtered in. One of them was, to be holy, one must live alone, completely isolated from society. On my 1962 visit to Mount Athos in Greece, I saw firsthand how this aloneness functions. The idea sprang up out of Christianity. Transportation on that mountain was walking, donkey back, or ship. My friend Alex and I took a ship journey. As we rounded the south end of the peninsula, the hermit huts were clearly visible on the mountain slopes. Hermits do indeed withdraw from society, rarely coming out of hiding. To them, society is evil. Therefore, they have little to do with other people. It appears to me that they have overlooked the basic principle Jesus spoke of when he showed the disciples where and what the source of evil is. The Pharisees were complaining that the disciples were eating without washing their hands. That, to the Pharisees, was a source of defilement. Jesus explained that the heart is where defilement comes from. To be sure, there's no way anyone can get away from the source of evil by that definition. And therefore, separation from society does not make a person holy until the heart has been cleansed. The heart and the mind are closely related. The Apostle Paul put it right in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. What does that mean, anyway? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. I said a moment ago that the mind and the heart are closely related. Transformed by the renewing of your mind means refusing to let the world press you into its mold. Instead, be transformed. A change to the very essence of your being by the renewing of your mind. Mind is, after all, the source of action. Sometimes we speak of thoughtless actions. That may be our easy way out. From our study of 1 Corinthians, you might have concluded that Paul was a loner, somewhat monastic, perhaps. Some of his teaching came on pretty strong. Now, in this my last message, I hope to help you see the other side of Paul. In 1 Corinthians 16, 13-24, Paul pled that there will be a working together. Be sure to turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 16, 13-24. Now, here is the word of God. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you, much in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, praise God. Now let me show you the basic underlying principles that Paul enumerated for working together. The first principle is the conviction of love. To rally them, Paul raised the call to battle, I would say. He gave four commands. Notice them in verse 13. Watch ye. That means literally, stay awake. So many are lulled to sleep, and much can lull us to sleep, it seems. So Paul would say, arouse yourself, watch ye. Then, stand fast in the faith. Now there's something unique about that word, stand. It is in the present tense, and stresses the thought, keep standing. Don't let winds or others move you around. Do not yield to any pressure. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Well, now that is very interesting, especially in our feminist society. It doesn't say quit you like women. It says quit you like men. Be courageous. Be manly. Take your position and hold it. Then be strong. Show yourself brave. Don't buckle under pressure. Take these four ideas, translate them into your own personal life. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. The overarching experience, however, is love. He says it in verse 14, let all your things be done with charity. That's the great word for love, agape. It is a bonding for working together. The first principle for working together, then, is the conviction of love. The second principle is the addiction of service. That's a very interesting concept in verse 15. Let me read that verse for you again. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Stephanus was an early believer in Corinth. The Apostle Paul refers to him right at the beginning of his letter. There was some debate in Corinth as to who should be the leader, and the Apostle Paul related this in chapter 1, verses 14 to 17. Again, I quote, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I baptized in mine own name, and I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. So he had a special relationship with the household of Stephanus. Stephanus' addiction was self-imposed. He was willing to be spent in behalf of the ministry. He was addicted to the ministry of the saints. Then Paul goes on to say, submit yourself to such. Catch some of the Spirit. Cooperate. Help where you can. That was Stephanus. He was addicted to the service of the saints. Then there were two others named here, Fortunatus and Achaicus, refreshers. He said they refreshed him. The kind of people that are needed. Well, you can be one. Tell your preacher, I'm with you. I'm praying for you. Be a refresher. I am talking about working together, and I'm talking about the addiction to the service. The third principle is the salutation of the saints. First of all, he referred to the churches of Asia. These were churches in Asia, and they were greeting the believers in Corinth. The churches of Asia salute you, and then the house churches. He referred to Aquila and Priscilla and the church in their house. They were cell groups, and intimacy often lost in larger congregations. So you have those house churches. And then he said, all the brethren greet you. They say, God bless you. And then he said, greet one another with holy affection. There are certain cultures where the mouth kiss is not appreciated or practiced. But if you understand this to say holy affection, then it fits any and all cultures, no matter how the affection is expressed. Finally, he gave a warning. I want you to see it in verse 22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. What does that mean? I checked it in the Greek dictionary, and it means doomed to destruction. If a person does not believe in Jesus Christ, he is beyond recovery, doomed to destruction. It is an awfully solemn warning, to be sure. But the next word, Maranatha, is a combination of two Chaldean words. They tell us, meaning, the Lord cometh. Maranatha, the Lord cometh. Praise the Lord. And then Paul's final salutation, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That was his identifying mark. So, my friend, we have this principle, the salutation of the saints. Find your fellowship and joy in the body of Christ, in the local assembly, in what we call the community of faith. These principles are good for our times when we wish to work together. The conviction of love, let it be the overarching principle. The addiction of service, let this self-imposed principle guide you into service of the Lord. The salutation of the saints, let the greeting in love be the bonding principle, and we can work together. Amen. Join me as I pray. Now, Heavenly Father, I'm impressed again with the body of Christ around the world and how we relate to one another and how we serve together, how we work together. So I pray, dear Lord, that thou will bless my friend and bless me, dear Lord, because I believe it is our desire to work together in the great task of the gospel. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, you can have a copy of today's message if you'll just write and ask for it. When I mail it to you, I'll include all the other messages from this series. They're all bound in a paperback book called Glory in the Lord, and all you need to do is write and ask for a copy. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and make your request by the email link there. Once again, the mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. The title of the book is Glory in the Lord. When you write, remember to ask for the book. And I hope you'll join me again next week as we begin a brand new series of study in the book of 1 Peter. You won't want to miss the beginning of this new study. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.